Sugarloaf Cove Nature Center near Schroeder is a nonprofit founded in 1993, and the group came together to protect and restore Sugarloaf Cove on Lake Superior after decades of heavy industrial use. Sugarloaf engages in educational and outreach throughout the year, and coming up this month is a program called How to Keep the Cabin in the Family. It's taking place at the Beaver Bay Town Hall, Saturday, September 17th, and will be taught by Sugarloaf board member and attorney Allison Eklund. And Allison joins us by phone now to tell us more about the program. Welcome to the show, Allison.
Thank you so much.
Well, what are some of the issues that complicate transferring a family cabin from generation to generation?
Well, death. As anyone knows who has lost a loved one and had to deal with settling their estate, it takes months to sort through bills, insurance, property records, and all the administrative details associated with transferring money and property from deceased persons to their heirs. And adding to the problem, many people are really uncomfortable thinking about death, let alone talking about it with family members. But it's going to happen to everyone. And as my church pastor used to say, no one gets out of this alive. So
yeah.
Many people do find that once they start talking about their wishes and plans for their property after they're gone, it's quite an inspiring and satisfying process. I mean, people generally have ideas about what should be done with their land after they're gone, and they don't wish upon their heirs an expensive or complicated process of carrying out their wishes. It's really about legacy.
I mean, I get that it's important to plan ahead, and I was thinking it's more important just for tax and inheritance issues, but maybe it's just more important that for the reasons you just specified as far as making sure your wishes are adhered to.
It's true. I mean, doing nothing to plan for ownership succession has notoriously unintended consequences. The estate of a landowner who dies without a will must go through probate, which is the legal process in court that provides for title transfer to heirs. And the question often is, who are these heirs? Will property be titled in the names of persons the deceased person intended? Also, land that descends through probate to two or more heirs, such as siblings, will be titled in a way that gives them the individual right of partition. People forget about this. If one sibling isn't interested in land ownership and wants it sold to just cash out, he or she can file a partition action in court and force the sale. That's why, ideally, we'd like families to sit down and talk to each other about their values ahead of time, make arrangements for the property to be titled in the names of only those people who actually want to own it, and those who don't can be fairly compensated.
Well, we're talking with attorney Allison Eklund, and she's a board member at Sugarloaf Cove Nature Center, and she'll be teaching a session called Keeping the Cabin in the Family, Intergenerational Land Transfer. So who would you like to see attend this session?
You know, anyone who owns land that they're interested in keeping in the family over successive generations would benefit from attending this session.
And I'm just curious, do you know, is it often that families will lose their family cabin here in Minnesota because of these kind of non-planning ahead issues?
They do. In really sad cases that I have seen happen over and over, it's almost a stereotype where you have an unexpected death, or maybe it is an expected death, but it simply wasn't planned for ahead of time. And so land that is very emotional to some family members will pass to a group of heirs where there is one or more who simply disagree with the plans that the others have. There's something that we do in the workshop called the heirloom scale, and we ask people to line up in the room on a scale of 1 to 10, say what they feel is a legacy value of their land, or do they feel it's more of an investment property, a cash value, or perhaps it's an income generating property. And so people will line up on paper or physically in the room, line up and look at the range of values that people have for their land. And that is, it's neither a good nor a bad thing. It's perfectly all right for people to buy property as an investment.
Sure,
that's what
yeah.
people do all the time. But having a family that disagrees about what that land is a recipe for disaster.
Sure, yeah. Well, keeping the cabin in the family, intergenerational land transfer class on that at the Beaver Bay Town Hall, Saturday, September 17th from 9 until 3 p.m. Is there anything else you'd like to add about what you'll be talking about on the 17th there, Allison?
Only that it's going to be a really interesting and fun session. It's a great way to get to know other landowners in the area and hear the whole range of issues that come up. It's really a wonderful way to get familiar with the legal tools for transferring land and get a sense of empowerment over what it is that you can plan ahead to accomplish.
Well, to register for the September 17th session with Allison Eklund, call 218-525-0001. And more information is available at sugarloafnorthshore.org. Thanks for talking with us today, Allison.
Yes, thank you so much.